Good morning. It is a Tuesday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Alan, this morning, we'll start with President Trump and how the president's billion-dollar campaign lost its cash advantage. In the New York Times, 5 months ago, President Trump's campaign had a financial edge over Joe Biden's. Of the $1.1 billion his campaign and the party raised from the beginning of 2019 through July, more than $800 million has already been spent. Republicans, correct me if I'm wrong, the history is they always have more cash than the Democrats.
Well, let's face it. This president, of course, is a candidate of people who have a great deal of money. Not all people. There are some people who associate themselves who don't have a lot of money who say, and this is a guy who has the right take on things like race in America. We know that. So this is a sort of a continuation, as I've always said, of the Civil War that took place in this country. And this is the continuation of that. When we were sitting having lunch at Matthews on Fire Island the other day, a gigantic yacht pulled in and it flew a flag saying Trump. And then underneath it, it said no more. And then I'm going to keep it clean for radio, no more BS. Look, money talks. And there are certainly some rich Democrats, but the only way the Democrats can keep up is to make sure that they, too, collect money from all of the people who have a little bit of money, and then you lose your advantage. Of course, when Trump was the president and there was no contender, he was ahead. But now there are those people who are committed to seeing the president go, and they send in a little bit of money, or not so little bit, a little bit more. So he has lost his advantage.
Now let's talk about the campaigning that began yesterday. You had Vice President Pence and Vice Presidential Candidate Kamala Harris vying for Wisconsin. Then Trump called a press conference, began to call both of the candidates' names, that's Biden and Harris. The attacks seem to be a little more focused now on the economy, with the Trump side claiming it was the pandemic that upended their record economy and they'll get it back. And of course, the Democrats saying, look at what's happening now.
Yeah, look, things are terrible for much of the country. The stock market has been relatively good, although it just took a tremendous hit the other day. And so it isn't what it was there for a while. Nevertheless, Trump's argument that if the pandemic hadn't happened, we'd be all right. Well, the pandemic did happen. That's what happens when you're a leader. It's like being up in baseball. It's your ups, and either you hit the ball or you foul it off or you take a strike. That's what's happened here. He is in bad shape because the economy stinks right now, and it was on his watch, and he was supposed to be able to save it. How could he have done that? Well, he could have prepared the country, for example, for the pandemic, which he didn't do. In fact, he denied that there was going to be a pandemic in the United States, and of course, the economic consequences of that are severe. So he gets no relief from that argument, in my opinion. You know, David, the polls have stayed fairly level. Here's, you know, one poll after another that shows Biden in a lead, although not a comfortable lead. 10 points is extraordinary, considering how inept this president has been. Anywhere from 5 to 10 points, the 10-point polls have been holding up, and now they go to the crucial states like Wisconsin. And this is where you begin to see Kamala Harris showing her stuff, which is pretty good compared to Pence, who is very subdued. And Harris, I think, is the secret weapon of the Biden campaign. So Wisconsin showing a slight lead for the Biden campaign, as are most of the other contentious states. In fact, I think all of them the last time I looked. But in some of them, it's quite close.
Well, and we referenced the pandemic, the issue of the president using that as a campaign point, saying again yesterday that, you know, the vaccine could be available on a certain date. And you know what I mean, of course, speaking of Election Day, U.S. federal officials have been very skeptical about that.
Well, look, the people who work for Trump in his own bureaucracy, and he keeps, of course, adjusting his bureaucracy by firing people at different levels in different agencies, they have said, we can't go faster than we're ready to go. The fact is, a lot of people don't trust vaccines in this country. Sometimes we call them anti-vaxxers. Some people take objection to that. But a lot of people don't trust it and will not take the vaccine injection until it has been proven safe. And if the president is taking the props out from under that and saying those tests which we have for making sure that people are going to be safe are going to be negated because I want it in time for you know what date, he is basically playing with the lives of people. And there are a lot of skeptical people to begin with, David. But after the skepticism, there is an awful lot of proof that needs to be set. Hey, why do you think we set all of these tests up for vaccines and for every other medicine? Because we don't want people to get sick, and that has happened in the past, so you have to be very, very careful.
What about this fight over the comments in the Atlantic article that quote President Trump calling fallen soldiers losers and suckers? And Biden picked up on that yesterday in his speech in Pennsylvania, calling him downright un-American for it. The president casting blame on some of the senior military leaders.
Yeah, well, when you got nothing else to work with, you turn on your own. And that is exactly what this president is known for. His disgraceful performance, if it is true, and there are people who say that it certainly is true, and Biden doing exactly the right thing, because the military could be the difference between winning and losing in this election. Traditionally, the military have been for Trump, yet now he's losing in that group. The idea that the military are, quote, losers if they get captured or if they get wounded is so offensive that all of us are horrified, or should be horrified, by what we're hearing. The only thing he can do is deny it, but there does seem to be a level of proof here that he said it. Now, John Kelly, who many people think was in the room at the time that it was said, is keeping shut. That's an interesting point.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, with us.